Okay. We are at the bottom of Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, in Perek Shoel, and we start with the Mishnah. Everybody say Berachas Torah, and we get started. Mona Adam. There are a couple of various halachas in the Mishnah here. Mona Adam is Archov es Parprosav Mipiv Avalo Menexav. A person, which is a group of Yisrei Rabbanan on Shabbos, a person can count a list of his guests and his ingredients for a menu, mipiv. He could count it. Let's say he's having a guest over and he can think in his head, okay, I'm serving chicken and meat and rice and shalant and kugel, of a lo menaksav. But he can't, he's not allowed, it's asa midra rabbanan, to read it off of a checklist. If you have a list all, like, or let's say you have people, 15 guests coming, and you're going to check off to see who's here, who's not here, or see if you have room for more, or who's coming, or who canceled, you're not allowed to read it off from the list. And we'll talk about why that is. That's halakha number one. Number two, Mephis Adam, which comes up, sometimes you have a menu that you have on the fridge that you're going to have for everything, and you want to make sure, let's say you put everything on the hot plate, you put everything, serves everything, one has to be careful to not read it off of the list. Mafil Adam, Imbanav Imbede Beso Ala Shulchan, halakha number two, a person is allowed to make a lottery, a Mephis. This person is allowed to make a go roll for his children, ala shulchan, on the Shabbos table, to see who's going to get this different portions, various portions. As long as, and this is the line in our Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara House interpreted, as long as one doesn't auction off, the lottery isn't to give a bigger portion for a smaller portion. Because that, Pashas right now, is the, there's an issue of gambling, as we will see. And, to do a bigger against a smaller, what is that allowed to do? Do basically equal portions to see who's going to get first, or maybe they're going to like this better, even though it's the same thing. So then one is allowed to do that, but not if it's mana gedola keneged mana ketana. Again, we'll talk about each of these in the Gemara. Halakha number three, umatet chalashin al hakachim biyantif, avalo al amanos. One is allowed to chalashin, make a goro and make a lottery for kachim biyantif in the base of Mikdash to split up the various karbanos to have a payas. Right, there were different payasos that took place in the base of Mikdash. So one is allowed to do that for the karbanos avalo al hamanos, but not for the manos, for the portions. What does exactly the manos mean? Again, the Gemara is going to explain each of these lines. Just one ha'ara. The Ritva on this today's blad has a couple of important ha'aras. The Ritva on the Mishnah says, he quotes a Tosfos, which we don't have, Pierce because of a Tosfos, the only problem with halacha number one, about reading off a list, the only halacha is, daka v'moni mitoch ha'ksav shu korebu, dumi demone b'piv. You're actually reading it. Aval lehistaka, but to look at the list, but to count in your heart, meaning not to really say anything, mutter, so then it's not a problem because it's lay hakeira. That's not what the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah is referring to specifically reading off of a list. And the Ritva argues it's a tema be'inai, because according to the reasons that we're going to see in the Gemara, it makes no difference whether you're going to actually say it or you're just going to read it and think about it in your head. So the Ritva says that a few la'ayin v'limnos aser v'chein das rabosai sheyichyu v'chei perish rabbeinu Yonazal. So that's the Ritva says that, just if you don't read it out loud, that doesn't make a difference. It still should be usr. So now let's talk about why this is usr. My time is the Gemara on top. Kuf Mem Tes. My time. Why is it usr to read off a guest list or a menu list, a food list on Shabbos? It's usr midrabanan. Two potential reasons. Rav Bibi Amar Gezeira Shema Yibchok. Rav Bibi says, Gezeira, you might come to erase. You might come to erase because, as Rashi says, because it sounds like from Rashi that you're going to give a certain list, not that you invited them already, but you're going to give this to your shamish to go invite everybody to come. You're going to say, you're going to be worried that you don't have enough food, so you're going to might come to erase one of the guests, so the shamish doesn't invite him because there's too many guests. So that is why you're not allowed to read these lists, because you might come to be mochik. According to that, you shouldn't read anything. See, but it's not stam, you might come to erase, but here specifically there's a reason that we're choshesh, that if you read this list, there's a reason you might come to erase it. Or reading a magazine, that shouldn't be also because of that, because like you can't erase it, or there's not a reason to. Why would you think you're going to erase something? If something is in your control and you're going to change something and therefore it's going to affect you. For example, I'll give you another example. Galley proofs.
galley proofs or editing something on Shabbos. Let's say you just got back, you're publishing a sefer, and you just got back your galley proofs, and you want to look over the galley proofs. You got it back Friday morning from the publisher. So the halacha is not allowed to read those, midi rabbanan, because gzeir shem yichtov. There, something that we're really choshesh that you might come to edit. Let's say you're editing something. You just want to get a feel for it, and then you're gonna put in the corrections afterwards. Not allowed to do that. It's also midi rabbanan. If there's a real material that we really think that you're going to erase or write in, then one is also midi rabbanan to read that in a chinami, if there's a specific reason. So number one is zera shem yibchol. Abaya amar gzera shem yikra b'shtari hedyotos. Abaya says no, different reason, important reason. No gzera. If you read this, if you read the menu or the guest list, you might come to read shtari hedyotos, which itself is an issa d'rabbanan, which the Ritva though says this isn't a gzera l'gzera. It's It's one issue about reading Shtari Hedyotos. What is Shtari Hedyotos and what does it mean? That you're not allowed to read Shtari Hedyotos on Shabbos. What does that mean? A Hedyot is a simpleton. So what does Shtari Hedyotos mean? That is a major discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi here says, Shtari Hedyotos, last wide line, Mekach u'Memkar. Business-related magazines, business-related papers, that's included in Shtari Hedyotos. The Wall Street Journal, any business section of any newspaper, Aser midrabanan to read that on Shabbos, according to all poskim. That's the most minimum shita, because that is something that has to do with weekday activities that might be included in the Gzeira Mekach u'Memkar, reading advertisements, according to many, where you're thinking about buying something. Let's say you get a magazine in the mail where you might come to want to buy things, you're going to put a piece of paper in to know to remember after Shabbos. You know, I'm just going to look through it now, I want to peruse it. Right, that's probably included in Shtari Hedyotos, but it might even include more. The Meiri's lashon here is Kol She'ein Bo Toeles Hakriya Litzorach Shabbos. Anything that's not Litzorach Shabbos that you stop reading that you have no—that's not Litzorach Shabbos. Okay, you don't know how to define that. If you're reading it, it's because you want to know about it. But again, that's somewhat more expansive. The Ritva here says, and this is a major machlokas Rishonim. And what about some reading a letter? Letter somebody sent to you from Friday that you got in the mail on Friday. Reading mail that you got on Shabbos, we've mentioned in the past, is a separate problem. Coming from outside the tchum, muksa, mail comes on Shabbos, don't touch it. Just keep it in the mailbox. If it's on the floor, kick it to the side, don't pick it up. So that's the mail, that's on Shabbos. That's a mail on Shabbos, that's a newspaper on Shabbos. If a newspaper comes on Shabbos, also an issue of tchum, and it was printed, and number of issues. So, but what about everything from before Shabbos? So that also is a question, whether you could read that. The Rambam here, it's interesting, the Rambam is the one who says this, the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah Lashon is, and not all of Rishonim agree to this, and that is, V'asur ki levad sifrei nevuos o pirushehem, besides for Svarim of Tanakh, asur likros b'Shabbos or b'Yantif, v'afilu hayo'oso ha-sefer b'chachma, min ha-chachmos. You wouldn't think the Rambam would say that. Rambam, Sefer Chachma, philosophy, science. So again, many posts can argue with that. Like, I just got the shiloh yesterday from one of my Talmidim. He's taking a big test next week, and he wants to know whether, he's taking a study of certain areas of for the test. And so it's an accounting test. So it's a big, according to many, that's a problem. You know, you're not allowed to, studying for tests. That's all included in Shtari Hedyotos, if it's not specifically connected. If it's a biology test, or something that you can, finagle out and say, oh, it has to do with Chachmas Hashem, okay, fine, but Lamaisa studying numbers and studying, memorizing pharmaceutical issues, I guess that could also be Chachmas Hashem. But again, you have to know, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos, that it depends if you're studying for a test and it's, not related to, specific Chachma, everything's a Chachma, but, the type of Chachma, there's a difference. You know, don't miss science and math. Science, we could get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly from that. Again, if you don't have to, if you're doing it L'shem the test and not L'shem the Chachma, then it's also not such a good idea. But what about Hachana? So what about Hachana? Again, if you have the heter of Chachma, it's that right now it's valuable. Not that you're preparing. But in a chinami, if it would be the other issues, then it would be a problem. Okay, but this has to do with the larger issue also. We don't have time to go through now about reading newspapers on Shabbos. Let's say reading just a magazine. You got before Shabbos, reading U.S. News and World Report, reading any magazine. So advertisements, postkim say stay away from you shouldn't read the advertisements. What about the sports section of a newspaper that came on Friday? What about that if you're not going to read the advertisements? So again, then you have to, there's a hierarchy. Obviously, let's say you're not going to be, if you're not going to be learning, let's say if it's taking out of time from learning, obviously we know what's better. But let's say you enjoy it. You enjoy Shabbos afternoon, reading the sports section from Friday or something like that. So is that, so again, yesh makom, there is it the best thing to do on Shabbos? Is it the best to use this special 25-hour period that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us? I wouldn't say it's the best thing to do, But again, if somebody gets Onik Shabbos from it, and there's no issue of Muksa because it came before Shabbos, and you're not going to read the advertisements, then there is room to maneuver. If again, if giving this hefter will allow him maybe to learn the rest of the day, that also would be something too. But again, this is the sugya of Shtarei Hedyotos. Okay, this is two reasons in the Gemara given for the Mishnah why you're not allowed to read these lists. My Beinaihu. So what's the difference between these two reasons? Reason number one, that you might come to a race. Reason number two, you might come to read Shtarei Hedyotos. Ika Beinaihu the Kasav Akosa Umidzli. If it's written high up on a wall, the list is all the way up on the wall. So Lamanda Amar Shem Yimchal Lo Chashina. So you're not going to come to a race because it's all the way high up. Lamanda Amar Shem Yikra Chashina. But Lamanda Amar, that if you read this, then you might come to read Shtarei Hedyotos, then there is a reason to be goes there. Lamanda Amar Shem Yimchal. But so what? Even if it's the shita of Shema Yimchok, you might come to a race. Neichos, you should still be worried. Shema Yikra. Still, I'm sorry. Neichos Shema Yikra. Why does the person who says Shema Yimchok not worried about the reason of Shema Yikra? Vesu, and number two, the Shema Yimchok lo chashinan. Just because it's high up, we're not going to be choshish that you're going to climb up and erase it. V'hatanya, we had at the beginning of the Masechta, lo Yikra lo araneir, the Mishnah said on Daf Yud Aleph that you're not allowed to read next to a candle that's made out of oil, right? Because you might come to be mata it via maraba afilu gavoshte komos. Even if the candle is very high up, two floors up, afilu gavoshte mardos. Even if it's right up as the height of two saddles, we spoke a lot about mardos. Afilu asar batim ze'al gabezu. Even if it's very high up, lo yikri, you still can't use it because of low plug. You don't make distinctions by Yisurei Drabanan. Once it says Shema Yate, you're not allowed to read next to a candle. Shema Yate, that applies. So here too, if it's Shema Yimchok, it doesn't matter if it's high up. It should still be Aser. It's a different possibility. What's the difference between the two reasons? Because of a kosel umitate. It's on a kosel, but it's very low down. It's right in front of you. So the opposite. According to the one who says you're worried that you might come to be mochigid, you do have to be worried. Chayshinan. But according to the other mandamber, that you might come to reach Dari Hedyotos. If you're allowed to do this, lo chayshinan, we're not worried. Why? Because guda b'shtar lo michla. If you're not going to get confused with reading something on the wall and reading something like a newspaper or a magazine, you know, you're not going to be confused. Just because you're allowed to do this, you're not going to come to do that. Same kind of questions as above. According to the Mandamar, who says Shema Yikra, why aren't we worried Shema Yimchok? Why does he not hold that opinion? Okay, third possibility. You have something that is not written at all. It is engraved. It is chiseled out of a tabla and a pin case. We didn't have old paper in those days. So let's say you have a stone or a piece of wood that's chiseled out the writing. So you're allowed to read that. So Lamanda Amar Shem Yimchok Lo Chashina. So you can't erase that. Right? So that's why according to Lamanda Amar Shem Yimchok, we're not worried. Lamanda Amar Shem Yikra Chashina. But according to Lamanda Amar Shem Yikra, we are worried. So again, the Gemara is Lamanda Amar Shem Yimchok Lo Chashina. According to Lamanda Amar Shem Yimchok, why aren't you worried about the other opinion? And if it's because he says that you're not going to get confused between reading something on a stone or on a wood versus reading something on a star on a document, so that's why he doesn't set hold of the Mandamar Shema Yikra. But that's not true. Mona Adam Kavim Biyufnei Kavim Bachutz. Let's say the Tosefta says, let's say you're setting up in your house. Some people are going to sit inside. Some people are going to sit outside. Rashi says the Chashav Shis are inside. So you're not, one is allowed to count them. You're allowed to check on the menu that you're going to put in front of them. Miksav shal gabi kosel. You're allowed to do that and read off a ksav on a wall of a low miksav shal gabi tavlo pit case. But not ksav on a tavlo or a pit case, on some type of a stone or wood. Hey chidami, so what's the case that we're talking about? If it's written regularly on the wall or on the pin case, there should be no difference. Elolav, what must it be talking about? The chayik, it must be that it's engraved on these things. Viktania, what does it say here? Miksav shal gabi kosel, fine, that's mutter. Avlo miksav shal gabi tavlo pinches. So therefore you do see that maybe we're choshesh, that according to the Manamar Shema Yikra, you might get confused between reading something that's on a tavlo pinches and reading something in a document. So we're back to the kasha. What's the difference between these two shitos? You need an afkamina lamaisa. El la olam, diksav akosel midzli. Really, you're reading, it's on a wall, low down. The Kalkash al Chadaraba, I'm sorry, it's very high up. The Kalkash al Chadaraba, didn't Rabba say that even if it's very high up, we're worried that you're going to erase it? The Rabba Tanoi, you know, that issue of whether you say such a low plug by Yisurei Drabanan, that is a Machlokas HaTanoim. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Mona Adam is Archos of Espar Barso Mipiv, Avalom and Aksav, you're allowed to count guest lists Mipiv. by heart. Avolom Nesaba, not from a written list. Ravacha Matir Miksav Shal Gabei Akosel. Ravacha Matirs if it's on the wall. So Hechi Dami, when is the case that he matirs? Ilay Metakasev Mitata if it's very low down. Lecha Shem Yimchov. So why aren't we worried about erasing? Elalav the Kasev Umidli Ushmamina. The Rabbi Tanoi Hishmamina. No, so it must be that the Machlokes is about is written very high up on the wall, and this is the Machlokes whether you're worried in this case, whether you're worried that he's going to remember. Whether we're worried that he's not going to remember, even if he has to go through the effort of going all the way up to erase. So machlokas tanaim, and that is enough according to that machlokas tanaim. So you see, that's a difference between these two reasons that the Gemara gives for this halacha in the Mishnah. Again, but the ma'isa, that is what we hope. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, one is if somebody has a list of food, a list of, let's say you're making a kiddush, and you want to check that the caterer put everything out, or you want to check your guest list, then you have to be careful. The poskim quote, Rav Ribbia quotes this, there's a heter of some poskim that let's say if it's the maitre d' or something, or the caterer that's reading the list. So he's allowed to read the list, because he's not in charge. He can't cancel any guests. He can't cancel any food. If it was ordered, it was ordered. So that's why, because he's not the owner, so there's no gzeira of Shem Yimcha. The only is only for the balabayas. So that's one heter. Continues the Gemara. Vahani tanoi kahani tanoi. These previous tanoim, whether you make such a gzeira in this Issur D'Rabbanan case, are just like the following tanoim. Titania, ein roin b'mara b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. Why not? So Rashi explains, at least in the Havamina right here, because right, if you look in a mirror, you're going to see a piece of hair that's like out of place, so you can't get it down. Especially Shabbos morning, you didn't take a shower, so you know it's sticking up, so you're going to go get a scissors and cut it off. Gzeira mishum gozes. Right, we know there's an Isser of Geziza, cutting off hair. That's why using a brush in the normal way is the Mishnah Berurah screams about this. He says the Rabbanan have to get up and tell everybody. Because when you usually brush your hair in the normal way, in a hard way, it pulls out hair. It's psikresha. So what? You don't have Kavanah to pull out hair. You have to be worried. But anybody here says the Tanakama, you're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos, but because it's Gzeira, you might go get a scissors and cut your hair. Rav Meir matir b'mara kavua b'kosel. Rav Meir allows it by a mirror that is kavua, that doesn't come off. That's kavua in the kosel. Maisha kavua b'kosel. So what do you mean? What's the difference according to Rav Meir? What's the difference with if it's kavua b'kosel? That the hadi b'hafi mitkar. You'll remember. Meanwhile, why? Because you have to go. You can't take it. You can't take the mirror off and like bring the mirror to the bathroom. Whatever the scissors is, so you're going to remember in the middle. So even if it's Eino Kavua, you'll remember because you have to go get the scissors. So what's the machlokas about? So hacha, it must be b'mara shemal techas askidon. We must be talking about a metal mirror. What is a metal mirror? Rashi explains and the Rishonim explained that bizmanha gemara, what they used to have is they used to have sharp edges on the corner of a mirror, so that if you're looking and you want to cut off a piece of hair, you just like go right next to the mirror and cut your hair. You don't have to go anywhere. Right, you could use the mirror right there. You have a sharp edge on the mirror itself. So that's what it is. Are you allowed to look in this type of mirror? Because then it's very easy to cut your hair. You don't have to go get the scissors. That's the discussion here. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua. Mebnei Ma'amru. Marisha Matechas Asura. Why do we say that using this mirror on Shabbos is Asur? Mebnei Sha'adam Asur Lahashir Banir Nimin Hamadul Dalin. Because you're going to come to cut off Nimin Hamadul Dalin hairs that are falling off or hairs that are misplaced. So the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to use this mirror, period. The other man, Amar, Remeir said, no, you're allowed to use a mara kavua. If it's stuck on the wall, you're not going to come to, you can't get to it. It's on the wall. You have to go get a scissors. So in that case, you're going to remember in time. But again, this is a parallel machlokas tanaim to what we said before. In a case where you're going to have time to remember, like if it's all the way up, are you going to come to erase it if the writing is all the way up? So to here, are you going to come to remember that it's Shabbos while you go get the scissors? That is the machlokas. But this is the issue. Again, this is separate from the issue of the Ritva here notes. We mentioned this a couple times, I think, before. Separate from the other issue about men looking in a mirror on a weekday. Forget looking in the mirror on Shabbos, but if you look in the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya, the Ramah says that men cannot look in a mirror because lo yobash gever sim lasisha, because women look in mirrors. So that's once had a mussar with one of my Rebbeim, I remember. So he says, you know, sometimes you gotta look in the mirror according to the posting that you're out to look in the mirror and improve. He was using it. Not literally, but says the Ritva here, Mikan Amru, that it's mutter, because the Gemara is only talking about Shabbos. But Mashmah, that's not an issue. That's what we paskin. The Ramah continues in Shulchan Aruch and says, this manazeh, when everybody looks in mirrors, not just women, so it does not have the status of simlas isha. But that's the Ritva here on our daf also says this. Shamina mihacha de la kulia mamutta liras b'mara b'chol afil la anashim vein ba mishum lo yibash gever simlas isha. That's what he says. Dovia, you had that before? Had your hand up before? No?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to know why halachas on my side, why we don't say the same thing there.
Why halacha? Well, the brushing hair is a psik reisha. You're doing the malacha, right? By looking in the mirror, you're not doing anything wrong yet. Question is, are your gozer in that case? So we don't have any metal mirrors bezman hazeh, and we assume that, you know, even when you never cut your hair. You look at how many times you cut a piece of hair off on a weekday when you look in the mirror. You know, it's not something that's so common. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you brush it in a normal way with a usual brush, then he considers it a psik reisha. That it's always, you always look at the brush afterwards, there's always hairs in it. That's why he says you have to do it either with a soft brush or do it very softly on Shabbos, so it is a davar shehinu miskaven, not a psik reisha. But one has to be very careful, especially women have more of the issue because women, you know, they're longer hair, so when they brush their hair, it's more of a serious issue that hair is going to come out. They have to be very careful on Shabbos.
Able to come away with that.
Sorry?
If they comb.
Comb a wig. So it's combing a wig. That's is that. So there's no gozes. Gozes is only on something that's a bal chai. The question is that mesakein? Is that there are other issues that that come up? Is that what is it? Menafates. I think that's the only. I remember when Rabbi talks about menafates. I think that's the only lamaisa potential lamaisa case that he talks about. Menafates is combing. I want to comb your hair. No, menafates is combing something like the, they used to comb the wool in order to in part of the processing of the wool. So I think he talks about they are combing a sheitel. I'll have to look it up. But I think that's where he talks about it. Tana Rabbanan, that's six lines up. Ksav, so a continuation of the discussion of reading things that aren't specifically connected to Shabbos. Ksav hamahalef tachas atzura, what we would call a caption, writing under a picture. V'tachas hadiyuk naos, so you're writing on some type of billboard that it doesn't have anything to do with Shabbos. Obviously, if it's a type of billboard that's usher to read and look at during the week, that's usher during the week. Most billboards bizman hazeh are usher to look at during the week. So that's what I'm talking about. Let's say there's a mutter billboard, you know, that you're allowed to look at during the week. So those types of billboards, also you shouldn't look at on Shabbos. Also the grocery Shabbos. Again, because of this general principle of anything that doesn't have to do with Shabbos, you're not supposed to be reading and being osik with those things on Shabbos. The diyukna atzmaf b'chol asur l'stakaba. The picture itself, the billboard itself, is also to look at on Shabbos, on weekday, mishum shenemar al tifnu elho elilim. Because those, as Tosfos here explains, many of those things that were made l'shem avodah zarah in those days, that's what it's also to look at. And it's based on the pasuk, don't turn to their idols. My Talmudim, so what are we darshing from that pasuk? Amr Rabbi Chanan of Tifnu El Midaitachem. Difficult line to translate, but the way Rashi explains is that Al Tifnu, don't turn El to something, Midaitachem, that comes from your Das. Meaning any type of Avodah Zarah, any type of nonsense like that comes from your Das, and therefore it would be a problem. Again, Tosas here, the little Tosas Vidyukni says it's only Avodah Zarah connected, but Poskim generalizes it that anything that's that doesn't have to do with Shabbos, it could be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah, though, in the Bir Halacha, explains that, quotes a Magen Avram, that says, only histaklus is asur, not re'iyah. Right? There's a difference between, say, in Halacha, differentiates between three levels. Glancing, looking, and gazing. Those three verbs mean very different things in Halacha. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, only histaklus, meaning if you happen to see something that's not, you know, it's not an issue. But focusing on it and staying there to read something, so that could be more of a problem. Yeah?
You said earlier in the doctor, you're allowed to read a sign on a wall.
No, earlier you're allowed to lead a list, a certain type of list on a wall. You might not come. That's not dafka, because that's a list that has to do with Sarach Shabbos. Uh-huh. But here, it's nothing to do with Shabbos. So that's why it is a problem. Okay, but again, you have to know, you know, what's in the parameters of this halach, this Issa D'Rabbanan. In general, the Osek in Torah, the Osek in Dibrei Chachma, other things when it comes to Shabbos. Okay, two dots. Next halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, you're not supposed to have a lottery with your family to see who's going to get the pieces. Who's going to get the chicken, who's going to get this first flegel. As long as, the second line of the Mishnah had said, as long as you're allowed to do it, as long as you don't have mana gedola k'neged mana k'tana. You can't auction off big portions and small portions. But first line, let's focus on the first line of the Mishnah, because that's what the Gemara is talking about now. You're allowed to have this lottery with your family. So it says the Gemara, in only with your family, but not with others. My taima, why is your family mutter? Mashma, others or not. Because if you have a group of people that are makpid on each other, they're at each other's throats, they don't want to give each other an inch. So over it, if they have a certain type of lottery to see who's going to get one on Shabbos, over, and they're going to violate a number of Yisurei Drabanan. Mishum Midah, that we're going to get to, and we got to it a little bit before. You're not allowed to measure. Let's say you go to your friend to borrow some sugar, borrow a certain type of material. You're not allowed to measure out an exact amount. These types of people are going to measure an exact amount because they're very makpid on each other. Mishum Mishkal, you're going to weigh out a certain amount. You're not supposed to weigh out an exact thing on Shabbos. Mishum Minyan, an exact number. Mishum Lavin Aparan B'Yontif, and borrowing and paying back on Yontif, they're going to use real Lashonos. Like we had in the Mishnah yesterday, you have to say Ashileni instead of Halveni. They're going to be very exacting because they're very makpid. Ukedivrei Hillel Af Mishum Ribis, like we had yesterday. And Hillel Shita, even ribis, because you're going to be makbid for sa b'sa. The return is going to be worth a little bit more. We don't paskin that way, remember. But again, this is why so we're not supposed to have this type of little lottery between people who are makbid on each other. So ihachi es legamara banavu b'nei besonami. So if you're doing the lottery in your family, obviously they're makbid. Obviously they want a certain portion. So what's the difference between the family and non-family? So banavu b'nei beso says, no, your family, hainu taima, the reason that it's mutter by family, kid Rabbi Yehuda Marav, because Rabbi Yehuda Marav says the following, an unbelievable line. To Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, mutter lahavos banova b'nei beso b'ribis, kidei la'timon tam ribis. Says Rabbi Yehuda Marav, it's mutter to lend your children and charge them interest, which this is kind of like in that world, kidei let them taste the tam of ribis. Rashi explains, they'll see how painful it is, they'll see how terrible it is, and therefore they won't come to do it. We do not paskin like this. And the Gemara about Metzias Maskana is we don't do this because it's going to be mitragel them to do ribis. So that's why we, even though this is a certain type of value, but we do not paskin that way. We paskin that we don't do this. But that's why the Mishnah says it's okay by family members to do this type of lottery where one's going to get more than the other and not by other people. But ask the Gemara, what about the next line of the Mishnah? Ihachi managdol kagamanak tananami. But then the next line of the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do big against small portions. But if this is the svara, kadeil hatim on tam ribis, that also should be mutter. So where says inachinami, it is mutter v'chsuri mechsura. And really, there are words missing in the Mishnah. V'hachi k'tani, this is what it should say. Ma'afet adam imbarav ibnei beisu ala sholchan, afil man agdol k'negam man k'tana. A person can make this lottery with his family, even Managdok and Maratani, even if it's the big piece of chicken and the small piece of chicken, my taima, kidur Rav Yehuda Marav, because of Rav Yehuda Marav, who said above that you were allowed to be malva your children beribis, kseid lahatim antam ribis, in banavim b'nei beso in, but the diak is only with family members, im achayrim lo, but with other people, no, my taima, kidur Rav Yehuda Marshmuel, because that's what Rav Yehuda Marshmuel, which is what who we said on the bottom, because if people are makbid on each other, they're going to violate Mishum Midah, Mishum Mishkal, Mishum Minyan, etc. And then the final line is Managdol, Kanegam Managtan, Afachol Achir Maser. But if it's big, even similar monos are usher to other people. But surely, if it's big portions and small portions, even on a weekday, to others it will be usher. If you have a type of lottery, Maitaima Mishum Kubia. Why? Because of Kubia. What is Kubia? What's Kubia? Famous sugya of gambling. So Rashi here quotes Kubia de Gezel Hu. It is stealing to Asmachta Lokanya. Asmachta Lokanya, the big sugya in Sanhedrin. What's Asmachta? Rashi here explains. Va Asmachta, the Samach Alagoro, the Mipal Agoro, the Managdola, Ezkeba. Rashi says Asmachta means that you go into a transaction, you commit yourself to something based on a future event which you do not know what is going to occur. And that's the commitment. And therefore, we paskin, doesn't matter what's in a person's mind. We paskin asmachta lokanya, that a person doesn't fully commit if he's committing himself to something based on a future event. Because he thinks that he's going to win. And therefore, if he loses, that he's going to have to pay something, he really is not paying with full consent. And therefore, the person getting it is stealing midrabanan. Stealing midrabanan, not darai, so you're not grabbing it, but stealing midrabanan because you're not giving it with full consent. That is a huge issue, but again, anybody who wants more information, can I in the shiur on our website? Anybody out there, I gave a shiur on gambling a couple of years ago. It's on cbey.org. But this is a big sugya. That the only exception to this whole issue is, as we said, then asmachta l'staka is kanya. That's what we paskin, because people assume like these Chinese auctions that they have in different places for different organizations. Any asmachta l'staka we paskin is kanya, because people want to do the mitzvah full force. So if you have any type of anything where the profits all go to tztaka, so then that's 100% mutter. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the asmachta l'staka is kanya. But other than that, any time we're saying is based on a future event, any type of many types, I should say. You got to ask your local posek. But if anybody's involved in any type of rotisserie league, any type of for football, for baseball, if you're getting the money and you have players and you're and you think you're right. It's based on skill because you choose players and you do. You know, you think you're going to win. I'm not going to win. I just choose players. No, it's not true. Right? It's not the Lokanya, and therefore it is a problem. I had one of my Talmidim that ran a couple of years ago that ran a whole baseball league, and after we had this year, so he changed it. He made the prophet's Lestaka. Unbelievable. So it all goes. A lot of people aren't in it. At least they said there's a chiluk between baseball and football. Baseball, they're in it for the fun. So they'll go, the money will go to the Lestaka. But they say with football, it's like it's so serious that it's like it's. No, it can't be. They've never heard of the Bria, that a football rotisserie thing that goes to tzedakah. Maybe, so maybe we should start one. But not we, but like anybody out there who hears it should start one. But anyway, this is the issue of Kubia. Again, if there are other, you know, the post can talk about everything. What about a lottery ticket? Why is that different? So the Ravadi the post can talk about, that's different. That's not based on a future event. You count it now. But again, all of these, what about an investment? All these are, those are mutter, but you have to figure out why. But that is the issue. Okay, weiter. Matilin Chalashin. So the last line of the Mishnah had said, that the Kohanim are allowed to have a Goral on Yantif to split up Kachim, but not to split up Manos. So what are Manos? My Avalala Manos. What are Manos? I'm Rabbi Yaakov, Reader of Bas Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. So on the side it says that his father was not a good guy. Loha Yahagun, that's why he leaves out his father's name. It just says Reb Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. So Yaakov's his grandfather. Again, a grandfather and a grandson with the same name. It means not on portions of Chol B'Yantif. I'm not allowed to have a Goral for stuff that should have been split up on the weekday on Yantif, because you should have done that earlier. Pshita, so it's Pashid, that you can't do that. So Ma'od the Tema, Ho B'Ksiva Amcha Kimrive Kohen, Afilo Monos Achol Nami. No, because we have a Pasuk in Hosea, which seems to say that the Kohanim are big fighters, Kimrive Kohen, they're always quarreling, so you should have it anyway, because you don't want to cause Machlokas on Yantif. So maybe you should have the Goral. No, Kamash Milan, still, no, you're only allowed to have the Goral to split up karbanos from that Yontif day, right, in the Anshei Mishmar, in the people that are there, but not from weekday. Vamar, now we have a couple of other statements from the same person. Vamar Yaakov, Reid Bas Yaakov, Kol Shachavir Anei Nashal Yadoi Mechlis Rosal Mechlis Rosal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anybody who has a part in the punishment of his friend, he does not go close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. That even is, as we will see, even if the person is deserving of punishment, and even if he's a bad guy, but if you have a say in it, then, right, that's not good, and therefore the Mefarshim on the Agada say, no, when we daven, we're supposed to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu save me from this Russia. We're not supposed to daven that he get punished, because that also, we're having a little say in it. The examples are going to be mamish having a say, having a part in it. But even so, our tefillah shouldn't be focused on their punishment, but just our salvation. So that's at least by chaveiro, let's say other Jews, right? If it's not chaveiros, then maybe it's not a problem. So minalan, what's the source for this? Elam mishum dasev. If it's because of the following pasuk background, there was a king of Achav in Tanakh. He was one of the worst kings. He killed a fellow named Nabos. Nabos had a vineyard, and Achav wanted to have the vineyard. And Nabos says, "This has been my family's Yerusha for so many years, so he didn't take the vineyard." But then his good wife, good sarcastically. Isabel says, come on, you're the king, you can do it. So she hires false witnesses that Nabos cursed the king and cursed Hashem. Lamaisa, he is murdered, and Achav is going to be punished for that, among other terrible errors that he did. So Hashem says, Vayomer, and this is one of the Nevi'im talking to Achav. Vayomer Hashem, mi yifata es Achav, and the Navi is retelling a story to Achav that happened in Shemayim. Hashem said, who's going to seduce Achav to go, vayal vayipa b'romas gila, to go up to this battlefield to go to war? He's going to think he's going to win, but really he's going to get killed. Vayomer zeh b'ko v'zeh mar b'ko, the different malachim say, I'll trick him. Vayetzi haruach v'yamod lefnei Hashem, and a ruach went out in front of Hashem. Vayomer ani yefatanu, I'll seduce him. Vayomer etzei, I'm going to go put a false ruach in all the mail of all of his false prophets. So Hashem says, good, go seduce him, go out and do it. And who is that ruach? So Rabbi Yochanan says, this was the ruach, the spirit of Navos, who was killed. He wanted to have some nekama. Who might say, and what did the Lashon say in the pasuk? Amrav tsei mechitzasi. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, go after my mechitza. Which this is a makar that somebody who has a part in the onesh of his chaveiro, this is Achav here, still is not the best thing to do. So Gemara says, why is that a proof? Maybe the problem there is that he lied. not because he had an involvement in his friend's punishment, maybe because he lied. Elamei Hacha, so the source is the following, from Nebuchadnezzar. Savata kalon mikavod, shesei gamata vehei arel. Pazak says in Habakkuk, right, you satiated yourself with embarrassment more than kavod, shesei gamata, drink this, you, vehei arel, and also the uncircumcised one. So Savata Kadagora Darsh, Savata Kalamikava Zenebuchadnezzar, Shisei Gamatab, Hey Arel Zut Sidkiyahu. That's referring to Sidkiyo. So Sidkiyo also had a part in the embarrassment and the punishment of Nebuchadnezzar, which we'll see the story in a second. So the Gemara says, well, how is that a proof? Chada to Kuli Krab Nebuchadnezzar Ksiv. What do you mean the last word is referring to Sidkiyo? No, the Pasuk is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Vyo Sidkiyo, Sidkiyo, my Havalei Lamebid. Lay. Right, what could Sidkiyo have done? Da Amrav Yudamarav, Shoshi Bikej also Rasha Laz, also Sadakach Vchulu. Question mark. As we're going to see, the whole story is that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have Mishkav Zachar with Sidkiyahu, and because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, and something happens to the Arla of Nebuchadnezzar. So, blaming Sidkiyahu for that? He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He's saying, don't do this to me? So what do you mean? He didn't have a choice there. So Elamehach, a third possibility. Gam Anush L'Tzadik Lotov. The Pazik says, an Anush caused by a Tzadik Lotov. Ein Lotov El Aram. So what is it? If the Tzadik has part of an Onesh, it's Ra. V'ksiv lo ki lo kel chavetz resha, ato lo yigur chara. Hashem doesn't like resha, Ra will not be near him. Tzadik ato Hashem, v'lo yigur b'megur chara. Ra won't be near a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the makar, that a person won't be in the mechitza of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Sharm Sain of Halacha here quotes other achronim that say, you see all over the Gemara, like, Atana was like upset at somebody, and he looked at him, and like, he became a gal shel avanim. He becomes like a pile of stones. So what about that? He's not going to sit in the mechitza? You always find all these, that he's like, says something. So he said, the Sefer Kabbalah, no, they saw Beruach Kadshom, that in Shemayim this guy was supposed to die. Oh, that's Michilukim. I don't know exactly how to understand this Gemara. But looking there for more reasons. My Mashma, one more minute. My Mashma, the High Chalashim, Lishad the Per Yehu. Where do you see that the Lashon of Chalashim, which is used in the Mishnah, is a Lashon of a lottery? The Chsiv, and Chanafalta, Mishamayim, Halel, talking about Nebuchadnezzar also. How did you, the Shining One, fall from heaven? Ben Shachar, Nigdata La'aretz, you were cut down on the ground. Cholesh al Goyim. You made a lottery about the Goyim. So Amar Abba Bar Huna, what was the lottery? Malami Chayamato Pura Gdoli Malchus. Every day Nebuchadnezzar made a lottery. Leida Eze Ben Yomo Shemiskav Zachar. To see which king he's going to lie with that day. V'ksiv Komachli Goyim Kulam. And it says all the kings. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shenochem Yimishkav Zachar. They were all happy after he died because they rested from Mishkav Zachar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kal Yomav Shalos HaRasha Lo Nimsa Schok Bepek Kol Birya. Nobody had any schok, any happiness all the time that Nebuchadnezzar was alive. Shneira nacha shketa kol hayom patzchu rina. When he died, everybody had salvation and they started singing. Mechal da'ad hashalo avi rina. Mashpat apitla, now there was no singing. It's usher to stand in the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Remember in Maseches Brachos, we had different brachos that you say when you see the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Shneimar u'se'irim yirak dusham. You're not allowed to stand in his house because it says, se'irim, demons shall dance there. Interesting, Rashi. And if you stand there, then the demons are going to be there, and therefore you're going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's why you're not allowed to stand in his house. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do that to Tzidkiyahu, Nimshecha Arlaso Shlosh Meos Amah. Again, you don't have to take this literally, but the Gemara says, his Arla became 300 Amos long. And he had a whole party, all the kings were there, and all of a sudden he was embarrassed. Because of this terror, this unbelievable embarrassment. Shneemar, Savata Kalan Mikavo, Chiseka Matava, Hey Arel! Arel Begamatria, Shlosh Meos Have. And Arel is Begamatria, Shlosh Meos. And therefore, that's how you know, became 300 Amos. There are, again, the Sharm Sinai Malacha, your quote, that many times 300 is a number used for Lashon Guzma in Shas. So again, you have to know whether it's literal or not. Either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him. Okay, we'll stop here at Amar of Yehuda. Lashon will continue. Today's Shir and the week's Shirim, I forgot to mention, is L'Refu Shalema Chaya Hadas Bas Rachel. Right, that's what I said. That's why I mentioned that.